You were able to apply for grant money for this, or?
Yes, we were very fortunate and got a couple of different types of grants and put those two together to pay for this project because that is a pretty good chunk of change. There's a lot of outfitter guides that use that trail, so a portion of the fees, about $100,000 of this project, is coming out of fees that were collected from outfitter guides. And then the other portion is coming from timber collections from the Tonka timber sale. It's stewardship funds to help restore some of the impacts that have happened in the watershed over there.
So it's accurate to say this money is pretty direct turnaround from actual users close by of the forest.
That's true.
Okay. So the work is underway. It sounds like if you were to describe it, it's a pretty major reconstruction and it's going to look a lot different from what's there is there now.
It is. We're going to take advantage of a lot of the rock we have over there, being on the mainland. It's going to be built real durable. Some of it will be aggregate trail and a little bit of boardwalk, but the majority of it is going to be stonework or full rock bench cut.
For people who are using the lower portion of the Raven's Roost Trail, it's going to look a little bit like the bottom part of that's newly reconstructed.
There's some similarities to it. This is much narrower. It's still more of a hiker trail. It's not going to be accessible. Wheelchair accessible due to the terrain over there. That's just impossible to do.
And why rock? What's the advantage there versus the boardwalk that's there now?
Well, the durability, the low long term, the maintenance cost would be much lower than would be if we had boardwalk. It's also gives you a better grip on the surface. It's not as slippery. The safety hazards aren't there that we get with slippery boardwalk.
You said it's about a half mile long, and so it's essentially going to go from right near the mouth of Cascade Creek up above the bridge a little ways.
Yep, we have four different rest areas. There'll be one right off of the beach there, just a little ways to the south of the mouth of the creek. And then there'll be another rest area. If you're familiar with the trail, you get up there almost a quarter mile where you can see the lower waterfalls. There'll be a rest area there. Then it climbs on up to the bridge, and the bridge is also going to be replaced. And then goes on past the bridge for another quarter mile with a rest area in between the bridge and the end of where this project is, and then a rest area right at the very end. And it ends up where there's a big boulder that's perched above the gorge there. There would be, with a handrail and guardrail built around this big boulder, it'd be a nice viewpoint looking down into the gorge of Cascade Creek.
Does this trail get used a lot?
It's our highest use trail on the district for guided commercial use. For the outfitter guides, it gets a significant amount of use on that lower portion. On up towards Falls Lake and then Swan Lake, it's a fairly low use. It's more the local people or individual hikers or people staying at the Swan Lake cabin that use that upper portion.
Trail will be closed while all this work is going on. What's the time frame for the work?
So the project just started on the ground this week. We don't anticipate any trail closures for a while, but eventually, yes, there will have to be some closures when we have helicopters flying loads in of rock, when there's any blasting having to occur, or if a section of trail is torn up and all mucked up and there's no way to reroute around it, then we'll have to close the trails for the public safety and also to minimize impacts to the ground.
Are you excited about this upgrade? It's going to be, sounds like pretty a dramatic change.
This is a very rewarding project. I'm confident in the end we're going to have a very nice trail. It's going to be well built and it's going to last for a long time. I think it's really going to be a good trail for the public and for all of us to use.
And eventually the bridge itself will be changed out as well.
Right, so that'll be a big helicopter coming in. They'll take out the old bridge, which was built, I believe, 1979, and replacing it with a new bridge. It'll be going to have some yellow cedar in it, so it should be wood from, again, from southeast Alaska.
Do you anticipate this will increase the use of that lower portion of the trail? This kind of an upgrade?
I would expect it will increase the use, and major benefit also, though, is that we were getting quite a bit of impacts because the use was already increasing and we were getting a lot of mud holes develop. And of course, then people go around those mud holes, so they were getting even larger and we start getting siltation, erosion into the creek. But we're going to have a durable surface now, and so we'll have a good be able to absorb more impact and be able to have more people in there without it impacting the site.